Nolte, This Is How Mike Bloomberg Secretly Talks About Black People to White Elites. By John Nolte on February 11, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg gave a secret speech in 2015 defending the racial profiling of black men and then having the police throw them up against a wall and frisk them. Yes, that is how Mike Bloomberg talks about black people in secret gatherings with white elites in Aspen. In 2015, as Breitbart News reported at the time, Bloomberg sought to have comments he made at the Aspen Institute kept secret from the public. The Aspen Times reported, Bloomberg representatives have asked the Aspen Institute not to distribute footage of his recent appearance in Aspen, where the three-term New York City mayor made pointed comments concerning minorities and gun control. And now we know why. A portion of those comments have leaked online, and Bloomberg sounds an awful lot like the Democrats who created and enforced segregation in the Jim Crow South 60 years ago, emphasis added. 95% of murders, murderers and murder victims, fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York, that's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of people that are getting killed. You want to spend the money on a lot of cops in the streets. Put the cops where the crime is, which means in minority neighborhoods. So one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. And then they start, oh I don't want to get caught. So they don't bring the gun. They still have a gun, but they leave it at home. Here's the actual audio. Audio of at Mike Bloomberg's 2015 at Aspen Institute speech where he explains that you can just Xerox. Copy, the description of male, minorities 16 to 25 and hand to cops. Bloomberg had video of speech blocked. Perhaps because of the problematic explanation he gives for hashtag stop and frisk pic.twitter.com/fm0z4zery. Benjamin Dixon, at Benjamin Dixon, February 10, 2020. In another video that resurfaced over the last 24 hours, Bloomberg is seen complaining that the police disproportionately stop whites too much. There is no part of me that opposes using crime rates to distribute your police force. Of course, high crime areas should have the most police officers. That's just common sense, and regardless of your skin color, if you live in one of these high crime areas, you are going to welcome an increased police presence. That's not racial profiling. That's math. But that's not what Bloomberg is defending. What he's defending is not only racial profiling, but having the police stop citizens, in this case, just because they are black, without probable cause to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. Granted, I've never been a fan of stop and frisk. Never comfortable with the idea of living in a city where the police can just willy-nilly stop and search whomever they like. And I don't care if the policy decreases the crime rate. The whole idea of America, of individual freedom, of having civil rights, is accepting the risks that oftentimes come those rights and freedoms. Stop and frisk is a violation of your civil rights, of the Fourth Amendment guarantees against unreasonable searches and seizures. And here is Bloomberg secretly justifying the use of racial profiling to commit an unconstitutional act, justifying committing this act against young, black men who are guilty of nothing more than being young and black. In this recording Bloomberg wanted kept secret, he confirms everything his critics feared. That blacks were being singled out for harassment by the police. And this is important, at the request of the mayor. You can't blame the police for that. The police work for the mayor. Because he believes in nothing other than raw power. Now that he wants to win the Democrat nomination, Bloomberg apologized for stop and frisk a few months ago. But that's not really the issue here. Bloomberg made it sound as though he was apologizing for a wrong-headed policy that disproportionately affected black people. But now we know that's not what happened. What we now know is that Bloomberg's racism guided this policy. His totalitarian desire to violate the civil rights of black men for the crime of being black men. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.